When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, Andrew.
And hey, everybody else.
And welcome to our podcast.
Scary stories to tell on the pod. It is a podcast about scary stories, urban legends, true spooky things that have happened to you, and it's a comedy podcast about scary things. So think of it as Larry the Cable Guy, but he's Larry the Scary Guy. And it's a surprise because I didn't say Scary the Cable Guy.
It's funny and it's funny and it's funny and it's a little bit scary. But mostly just like, you know, it's a podcast sort of thing.
And Anna, Halloween is over.
Halloween has died. Halloween is a ghost. I hope everyone had a good time. I hope if you had a costume that it went the way you wanted it to. I hope that if it was niche, that the right people appreciated it online.
Yeah. We hope that if you were a person where trick-or-treating was happening, that you figured out some system that made it safe for everybody, hopefully involving tubes.
The tubes annoy me, I have to say. Because the kids are still going to touch the tube.
That's true.
Kids touch tubes. They do. It's one of their main 14 qualities, along with telling fibs and snacks.
Page one of the Dr. Spock Manual on Raising Children. The child will touch a tube.
He will. I hope you all had a good time. I watched Haunting of Hill House, which was very spooky-doo.
Anna, your tweet about Mike Flanagan horror content really got me.
I'm just trying to get a general with him. I don't care what it takes. I hope he felt it lovingly. But
maybe he'll produce our show, Anna, where it's just you and I going to haunted houses and then being like, no, I'm not going in. Bail.
I think, yes, but it would have to be both of us wearing the typical Mike Flanagan heroin outfit, which is the blue nighty that's either an evening gown or full-on lingerie. And I think we'd both look really good in it.
Yeah, I hope we are both played by gorgeous British or Canadian actors.
We're both played by Carla Gugino and, like, deeply studly Dutchmen who... Jason pointed out they're L's. It's always the L's.
That's true.
Non-Americans, wow. They can't get our L's. Andrew, how was your Halloween?
It was very nice. We had our little pod of friends over, and Anna, Chris, and I showed them Host.
Good. I love
which
Host.
Was very fun. Truly, you would have loved it, Anna. The last shot of the movie, which, spoiler, is a jump scare. Chris and I had seen it already. We knew it was coming. And our four friends who were over truly all responded like they were on a roller coaster. And it was very fun to see.
I love to picture that. I picture that like when trailers for scary movies show night vision footage of entire theaters screaming. Ugh. I did scream several times like I was being murdered during watching Haunting of Hill House. And I have to say that I was a full on Kitty Genovese. Nobody was worried at all in my very big... apartment building, and I could Shazam my neighbor's Spotify through the wall if I wanted to. That's so nice.
Yeah, it was good.
And you baked? Did you bake through all your pumpkin stuff?
I baked, Anna. I baked through it all. The pumpkin is gone. I made all told 2 batches of pumpkin chocolate chip cookies, 4 loaves of pumpkin bread. I did it.
Unreal. You are a champ and a goddess. You're a male goddess. You're not a god because they're, you know, busy being swans or whatever. You're a male goddess.
Definitely identify as a male goddess. But while Halloween might be over, we here on the pod always say that spooky is what?
Not seasonal.
Correct. And we wanted to do a little touch base. And Anna, we've gotten all these great emails over Halloween. And one I really enjoyed, which was about apparently it's a Canadian law that it's illegal to scare an adult to death, but it is not a crime to scare a child to death.
Oh, what?
I think because crime. Children, I think because children, I don't know. I'm not sure. This they don't really go into it, but Megan,
they're
says,
younger, so you could make them.
Right, right. It is illegal to cause death of someone by frightening them unless they are a child. I don't know American laws as our systems are quite different, but I just learned this and freaked out and immediately emailed you. Canada gets it. You know that sometimes kids die of fright.
They're stupider, you know? Their brains don't work. So it's easier to scare them.
And also there was a Stephanie sent us an email that she recreated the Haunted Mansion and did a guided tour for her close friends and family, which I thought was very sweet.
That's very nice. What a nice thing to do for your friends and family.
I know. What a good adjustment.
Hey, everybody. This is the B-Man, old BW from the World Record Podcast. And I'm here to let you know that me and my co-host, the A-Train, a.k.a. Hershey Hellman, took over Office Hours live this week. We came into the studio. We made it our own. We wrecked the place. I stole one of Tim Heidecker's guitars. So check out Office Hours live on your podcast app of your choice or at youtube.com/Office Hours Live this week and see what happens. Or go to worldrecordpodcast.com and you can watch the videos or join the Patreon, patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast. Enjoy the show. Woo!
It's showtime!
In these COVID times. Anna, I was wondering if it would be okay if I shared this email, which has one of the best of all time subject lines.
Yes.
The subject line is, witnessed my grandma rise from the grave.
Oh my God.
Pulitzer Prize Pulitzer. Of subject lines.
For email.
Yeah. So this is from memory. This is not me reciting this from memory. The person who sent its name is memory.
I thought it was. And I was like, okay, calm down. Cool.
I am off book. Okay. Hello, Anna and Andrew. Halloween is approaching, and since we are in a pandemic and all social spooky activities are not happening, I find myself thinking a lot about Halloween's past. My mom's side of the family was very into all things spooky when I was young. Each year, on the weekend before Halloween, they would throw a party at a house my grandparents owned next to a small church graveyard. Man,
oh.
We called it the greenhouse because it was green.
Sure. You gotta.
This party, you gotta if it's green. This party almost always included gross-out food like spaghetti guts and jello brains and some sort of family-made haunted trail or hayride through the woods. This is so cool. Even the bathroom was not safe. Either the tub was filled with a fake corpse and cockroaches, or there was a pitch-dark maze made out of trash bags leading to the toilet.
I see. Like they hung up the bags to make a maze. That's cool.
I think for any kid, these would have been intense, but I grew up in a Christian home where we did not even trick-or-treat, but rather attended the church fall festival on Halloween. Oh, memory, I feel you. I found this contrast a bit jarring as a kid, but I never questioned it. One of the most memorable of these parties at the greenhouse was one I attended at 5 years old. I was the youngest of my cousins, allowed to go on the haunted trail, and I spent the whole time clinging to my dad as he carried me. The first stop on the trail was a fake addition to the adjacent graveyard.
Don't play graveyard near a graveyard.
No, hat and a hat. I'd like my cake to be decorated as a cake, please.
I got into the cake and it was cake.
As my aunt monologued about some ghost story, my eyes were glued to a giant hole in the ground. My family had dug a full-sized fake grave.
No. Suddenly,
a pale hand emerged and raked the ground, followed by the rest of my grandmother, fully dressed as a zombie, climbing up a ladder out of the hole.
My God, now I figured out the email subject, the mystery of it. It was a mystery.
I, I screamed and cried so loud that the neighbors called the police. After seeing Grandma rise from the grave and screaming my lungs out, I was then carried through the rest of the trail, witnessing all the other horrors. Thanks, Dad. Yet none of them could compare to the first. Of course. Don't start with dead Grandma.
You can't start. That has, you got to, how are you going to end?
I know. Dead everybody?
Dead everybody is the name of our comedy album.
When the police arrived, a relative of mine explained it was just a party and they left. I really wish I had made this up. Haha. But I think I turned out okay despite seeing my grandma, my zombie grandma, climb out of a grave. Thank you so much for your podcast. It really helped me get into spooky season during the pandemic. Memory.
Oh my God. Thank you, Memory. I'm so sorry for, what a messed up introduction to the family member who is most likely to die.
I know.
When you're a child.
And the thought process of like, so not only did Grandma die and nobody told me, but she's back to life now.
Oh my God. And also we don't do Halloween, but in this way we do it so hard.
Yes.
That's so wild. Oh my God.
Christianity's a wonder.
It American Christianity is nothing if not culture.
Yes. I was listening to the Trixie and Katya show and they were talking about the like hell houses that church would put on.
Mm-hmm.
And good Lord, like what is happening? Like, I just want to get spooky. I don't want to see an adulterer get eviscerated.
It was my impression that every single room was an abortion.
I think abortion is certainly the theme of the whole thing.
And we love that. And it is good PR.
Halloween Horror Nights. Yeah.
Halloween Horror.
My Halloween Horror Nights.
Your little Halloween Horror Nights.
I will say Chris for Halloween dressed up as the Pringles mascot, which we discussed as being named Julius J. Pringles, was it?
Julius Pringle is how Chris texted it to me, which
that's right.
Really his alter ego for sure.
He did nail it. It's been kind of a Pringles themed year for Chris.
It has. Yes, of course he went viral on Reddit. Or went to the front page of Reddit is how cool people say it.
Yes.
I also think that like when you're a man and you have a mustache and a costume has a mustache, mm-hmm. it just works so much better.
Yes, agreed.
Like it, because people don't expect you to have a mustache. When you do, it's like, ooh, that looks like that.
I'm still clamoring for 1 year for Chris and I to go as E.T. and Gertie when like E.T.'s in drag.
Oh,
we
saw E.T. at a drive-thru and all I could think was a drive-thru? Oh, God, Andrew.
I'll have one E.T., please.
It took 2 hours to get my chicken tenders. But all I was thinking was I can't believe Andrew has never been this for Halloween.
I'm dying to. Now I got the wigs. People have been very kind and sent me wigs for my little ant experiment this past October.
Andrew, we need to talk about this. People,
it's very kind.
Go to at That's a Jellyfish on Instagram. I don't know if we're still saying at before handles, but Andrew has done 31 ants for Halloween, and it's a horror movies if they had ants in them or aunts, it's, depending on where you're from.
Exactly. And it's been so two very nice things. One, a very talented wig designer whose actual name I don't know, but their handle is at Butch Queens, sent a truly amazing wig. My first lace front wig, Anna.
Mazel.
Really big. And then another really kind thing. My high school costuming teacher, Penny Williams, sent me a big old box full of wigs, earrings, and aunt blouses from my high school costume shop.
The nicest thing.
So nice. So I got plenty of wigs to come, plenty more aunts in the future, I'm sure.
God bless us, every aunt.
Well, Anna, I'm sure glad we made it through this month.
I am too. It's just a pledge. It's a really difficult time.
Mm-hmm.
I found it nice to escape into ghosts for moments here and there.
Just for a bit.
I need that adrenaline rush because I'm not out there, you know? I'm not out there. I don't see different buildings. I see the same buildings.
Yep.
I see them. And So it's nice to look at movies about ghosts and you see, oh, look, there's some buildings.
Right. Keep the buildings in the background.
Did everyone hang up? But yeah, it's been nice. Thank you all for tuning in. And do we have some news?
Yes. So we're going to take a couple weeks off just as a bit of a recharge. But don't you fret one bit. We'll be back for the holidays. So please do stay tuned.
And if you haven't listened to the earlier episodes, you can go back and do that. Maybe that could be fun.
This is a great opportunity for that.
It's a great opportunity. It's, you know what? You've got the extra hour. What are you going to do with this?
What are you going to do? You can go back to the catalog. And also, we'll still be posting spooky, funny stuff on our Instagram and our Twitter. So you can check us out there at @scarystory_pod. But we'll be back after Thanksgiving. And we
will.
Can't wait to give you some spooky ghost stories with which to enjoy your holiday season.
Yes. And I can't remember if we addressed it on the pod, but part of Andrew and I are we're busy working single mothers. And Andrew got a job writing for the season 3 of Miracle Workers.
I did. It's been very fun. It's I feel incredibly grateful. It's such a funny show and a really great group of people. So yeah, it's nice to have a job, Anna.
Jobs, you know. They pass the time.
They do pass the time.
They fill the day. They make the body bigger. Nice.
They make the body bigger.
Yeah.
So, listen, that's been a big focus of mine over quarantine. Because the problem was my body was too small and
too small. Yeah. All my skin fit perfectly. And I've been bursting at the seams. And that works for me.
Our friends Billy and Liz, who came over for Halloween last night, brought a huge box of like croquettes from this place called El Porto. I think that's what it's called in LA. Ooh. And they're like these like fried creamy potato balls with like meat and cheese in them and stuff. And they left like 30 of them at the house, and it's just going to be a real gorge fest through the end of the year.
This is good. This is good. Instead of buying guns, you stocked up on croquettes.
Yeah, carbs against guns, you know?
Would not last a second.
Nope. Although carbs are so popular.
That's true. You could say, hey, do you want these? And maybe that's why they have the gun in the first place. They're trying to cut back on carbs.
Yeah, you want to stop the bullet with, you know, the carb fat is a very specific form of fat. That can stop a bullet 3 inches in. So just,
it sure could. Carb fat. It protects the heart.
Show me the carb fats.
Their mascot is just a blob wearing a shirt.
Anyway,
why is the car fox so hot? Sorry.
Listen, anytime there is a fox, an anthropomorphic fox, I know a lot of people have had their opinions about Robin Hood, the Disney Robin Hood.
The Justin Bateman? Jason Bateman.
Oh, right.
Fox from Zootopia. Because yeah. Foxes are sly, and I guess we like sly things.
We do. The furry community is quaking right now.
It is. Oh, my God. Our hearts go out to the furry community as we take a little hiatus. But
God love them.
They're having fun.
Yeah. And hey, if you're looking to an organization to donate to as we enter into the season of Thanksgiving, the Ochre Project is an organization that Anne and I really love. And they'd love your help this time of year.
Yeah. Go into your hearts where you keep your wallet and open it up. Give to the Ochre Project. Give to the Downtown Women's Center in LA. Yeah. Do a little bit of light Googling and find out about how you can best serve underprotected communities in your area. Get involved. Make some hygiene kits. Or whatever, you know, like a lot of this stuff is sort of LA centric because it's where we're based. But like, you know, not everyone lives there, which is something I just learned.
That's why
I thought that was just from movies. But yeah, figure out if you want to get involved locally, just do some Googling, go through some hashtags. And is this vague enough?
I think that is the perfect amount of vague.
Okay, good.
But we're sure wild about you all. Thank you so much for sticking with us through all these Halloween-y times. And we can't wait to check in with you after Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Make sure to vote.
Yes, please.
for you know who.
You know when.
I guess people listening to this maybe know, and Andrew and I don't know yet, but either way, we'll both be happy.
Exactly. Nothing will change and everything will be fine no matter what.
We get to find out who's the coolest.
That's the only thing I learn from who I vote for. I vote for who's cool.
Yeah, freaking rad.
But until after Thanksgiving, there is just one more thing we'd love to ask you.
Get out.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Scary Stories to Tell on the Pod is executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Produced by Tracy Soren. Original theme music by Chris Ryan. Cover art by Bats Langley. To listen to this podcast ad-free, sign up for Forever Dog Plus at foreverdogpodcasts.com/plus. Check out video clips of our podcasts on YouTube at youtube.com/foreverdogteam. And make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook @foreverdogteam to keep up with all the latest Forever Dog news.